Like this, any and every person, if we are not guided by wahiyya ghair matlu, that is the hadith, we will also change the meaning of the Quran Sharif. And that the Quran Sharif itself testifies to that. Where the Quran Sharif says, يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. With the very Quran Sharif, Allah guides many people to righteousness. And with the, on the same token of the Quran Sharif, people are misguided and they go into destruction. Allah says, وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. There are people whom Allah makes to go astray in spite of having the knowledge of Quran and Hadith. And there are big, big people that we can say, big with inverted commas, who have gone astray, whether it's Maududi, whether it's Qadiani, whether it's the Shias. The Shia ulama also have knowledge, but they are all gone astray. And they launch curses on the Sahaba. So what kind of knowledge is that? So in spite of having the knowledge, so we also have to be afraid. And this year all comes in the necessity of explaining this to the people and taking the names of those people who are making us go astray. And that does not come under ghibat, but it comes under, it's a farz to expose such people. If somebody asks you for your daughter in marriage, and you know that person, or you ask somebody, what do you think of this boy? He's proposed for my daughter. And you know he's a drug addict. You know he doesn't work. You know his bad habits. And you say that I can't speak bad about somebody. And I can't make ghibat. If I tell you that he's a drug addict, I'll be making ghibat. That is haram for you. That is mudahana. At that time, to speak of it is a faras at that time. If somebody, you know somebody is going to rob somebody, is planning to kill somebody, and you don't warn that person, be careful, this person, I've got proof, he wants to harm you. And we say that, no, I can't speak bad about somebody. People who are killing the deen of Allah Ta'ala, people who are aiding those people who are killing the Muslims in the world, and we say that, no, you can't speak bad about them. There it is farz to speak. And if you don't speak, you are guilty of a great crime.